This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Nearly 500 people are hospitalized in Colorado with respiratory viruses. State epidemiologist Dr. Rachel Herlihy says this flu season has been one of the busiest.
For right now, it looks like we are essentially tied as far as our worst season on record since we began doing influenza hospitalization surveillance.
Those 500 Coloradans in the hospital include more than 200 with the flu, close to 170 with RSV, and more than 60 with COVID-19. Aurora's police department has new rules about when officers are allowed to chase someone in a car. CPR's Tony Gorman has more.
The revised pursuit policy allows officers to chase suspected DUI drivers and stolen vehicles even if the crimes are nonviolent. Aurora Police Chief Todd Chamberlain says the city has seen tens of thousands of stolen vehicles that have caused a huge impact.
That was 27,000 people that couldn't take their kids to school, couldn't go to work, couldn't go to church, couldn't live their life, and it turned it upside down.
APD officers are also authorized to pursue suspects who commit felonies and crimes involving firearms that puts the public at risk. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
Tax incentives worth $34 million could help attract the Sundance Film Festival to Boulder. The State House has given initial approval to a package of tax breaks. Arvada Democrat Brianna Titone says the festival would bring tens of thousands of moviegoers to Colorado and tens of millions of dollars in spending.
This is real results. This is real investment. And this is not just the state of Colorado that is investing in this film festival.
Boulder has agreed to kick in its own incentives. The city is competing with Cincinnati and Salt Lake City for the festival, which says it has outgrown its longtime home of Park City, Utah. This is CPR News and KRCC.